Pinky and Rex and the Bully by James Howe. Read by Mateo. Chapter 1. Sissy. "You're a sissy, Pinky," the boy shouted. "Get up and fight." Pinky lay on the sidewalk where the third grader had knocked him off his bike. His cheeks were fever hot. "Pinky is a girl, Pinky is a girl," the older boy chanted. "I am not," Pinky said. The boy kicked at Pinky. "Get up, sissy. I'll tell everybody in school tomorrow that you're a girl. Anyway, nobody but a girl will ride a bike or have a name like Pinky." Pinky's heart pounded so hard he could feel it in his throat. Why couldn't Kevin just go away? Suddenly, he heard a door open and someone run in his direction. "Stop that! You leave him alone!" a voice called out. Pinky recognized it as Miss Morgan's. Now his cheeks were really burned. It was embarrassing enough to be bullied, but to be saved by an old woman made it even worse. "It's okay, Miss Morgan," Pinky said, scrambling to his feet. I just fell off my bike." "I was trying to help him," Kevin lied. He pretended to pat Pinky on the shoulder, but pinched him hard instead. "I know what you did," Miss Morgan said, pushing Kevin's hand away. "I saw the whole thing. Now you get out of here before I call your parents." Kevin snickered, jumped on his bike, and rode off. When he reached the end of the block, he turned back and shouted, "Sissy!" Miss Morgan didn't seem to notice. "I just made lemonade," she said. "Would you like some?" Pinky would have liked to run across the street to his own house, bury his head in his pillow, and sleep until tomorrow. But seeing how Miss Morgan had just saved his life, he couldn't say no. "Okay," he mumbled. "Good," said Miss Morgan. "Well, sit out on the back porch and you'll tell me what this was all about," Pinky groaned. Chapter 2. Cookies and Lemonade. Miss Morgan gave Pinky cookies with lemonade. "You know, I hadn't baked cookies for years until you and your father made some for me," she told him. "I've forgotten how much better they are than store-bought kind." "Yes, ma'am," Pinky said. They looked like good cookies, but she had no interest in eating them. Miss Morgan nodded toward a large bush blooming in the backyard. "Did you ever see such an explosion of pink?" she asked. "Why, that's your favorite color, isn't it?" Pinky blushed. His favorite color was what he had gotten him into trouble with the bully. "Yes, ma'am," he answered. "And that's how you got your nickname. You know, I don't remember your real name. I've been living across the street with you since before you were born. I think to call you is Pinky." "William," Pinky muttered. "William," Miss Morgan echoed. "That's right." She took a sip of her lemonade and stared for a long time at the flower bush. I was just thinking," Miss Morgan said, "almost if Pinky weren't there, that I should paint that bush. Don't you like the color it is?" Pinky asked. Miss Morgan burst into laughter. No, I mean I should paint a picture of it. I used to paint pictures a long time ago." Before she could go on, someone shouted, "Pinky!" It was Rex waving from her driveway next door. "Join us for cookies and lemonade," Miss Morgan called out. Rex came running. Pinky wished his friend hadn't seen him there. He didn't want her to find out about Kevin pushing him off his bike. Luckily, the subject didn't come up. Rex was full of news about her baby brother, Matthew. She talked and talked and never noticed that Pinky wasn't eating his cookies, nor that Miss Morgan was lost in thoughts of her own.